Block for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 16th, 2019. Putting on our spiritual hiking boots. Lessons from Mount Ida. There we were, 20 years ago, hiking up Mount Ida in the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Colorado. It was a tough 5-mile trek up to the nearly 13,000-foot peak, a significant climb, even if you are in good shape, which Ed and I were back then. What made this hike especially difficult were the many large boulders we had to clamber over. With my short legs, well, you get the picture. The rock scrambling really slowed us down, but we finally made it. The view at the top was spectacular, with a 360-degree view. It was definitely worth the effort. We rested, ate, and savored the glorious sight. Knowing we shouldn't dilly-dally, we reluctantly started downward. Colorado mountains are notorious for its afternoon thunderstorms, and it was getting late. Ed, being a wonderful protective husband, decided we would try a different route down to avoid the boulders. But then we lost the trail. Eventually, he told me to stay put while he attempted to relocate the trail. When he got back, he said, panting, "I have good news and bad news." "What's the good news?" I asked with hope in my voice. "The good news is I found the trail." "The bad news is there's a storm brewing and the trail is that way," as he pointed up to an area filled with boulders. Well, it's one thing to psychologically gear up to ascend a mountain, but quite another to have to climb it up again. Not to mention we were already weary from our journey. It was doubly hard. We trudged along as quickly as we could. The sky got worse and soon it was raining. Fear gripped me as I envisioned twisting my ankle or falling over the rocks. Plus, we were above treeline on tundra, which meant we were the tallest things at that spot. So if lightning struck, it would either hit Ed or me. It's really kind of funny to think that this vertically challenged person of 5 foot was the second tallest thing on the top of a mountain. In addition to being frightened and exhausted, I was confused. That morning, I had asked God if it was safe for us to go on such an arduous hike. I sensed that it was. I cried out to God as I tried to surmount yet another large rock. "Should we not have gone, Lord? Did I misunderstand you? I thought you said it was safe for us to go." Suddenly, I realized we were still safe. I remembered the peace he had given me about this trip. Focusing on that kept me going instead of being paralyzed by fear. Well, we did get back in one piece, shaken, spent, but safe. What did I learn from this crazy experience? Running into obstacles doesn't necessarily mean you have made a mistake. And even if you did, you can learn from it. Life is full of obstacles. We can either climb over them, go around them, or be stopped by them. With the Lord, you can make the right choice. Next, choosing your own way, even with right motives, often leads to unnecessary pain and greater difficulty. You must seek God's way. Another lesson is that your actions affect others. Though well-meaning, Ed made a wrong decision. We both suffered. Mind you, I never held it against my wonderful man. Another lesson is that God is faithful and protects his own, despite our weaknesses or wrong choices. Lastly, you can learn to recognize God's leading. I was right when I sensed that it was okay to go. I had, quote-unquote, heard God correctly. My confidence in discerning God's way increased, which gave me great peace. So, my friends, I hope you will also learn from your experiences. I would do this crazy adventure of 20 years ago all over again. The splendid view, memories, and lessons were well worth it.